Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open on a mixed basis today, tied to a slow combination of short covering and long liquidation. Along the same lines, lean hog futures should also see uneven action in the early rounds. That thanks to follow-through selling and profit-taking. Well, the cash cattle market finally surfaced late on Friday when feedlot managers reluctantly decided to use lower packer bids to move at least part of the show list. Light to moderate trade volume developed in the South at 120. That's about $2 lower than last week. At the same time, moderate business also generated in parts of the North, with most dress deals at 191. That was $4 to $5 lower than last week. Now, activity today will be typically slow, with buyers limiting efforts to the collection of new show lists. And given their success in buying market hogs lower last week, packers will probably resume work today with another round of soft bids. Buying attitudes are not helped by just so-so processing margins. Positively, there's still plenty of time this summer for stronger belly demand to kick in, boosting carcass value and giving the cash trade a bigger target to shoot at. Now, corn and soybeans closed sharply higher on Friday, but still not enough to put them up for the week, while wheat did close higher for the day and the week. Crops likely got a lift from a bullish jobs report that drove the Dow about 270 points higher in afternoon trading on Friday. Funds entered the week net long corn and soybeans, but paired those positions early in the week. The wheat did close higher for the day and week on Friday, helped by the higher corn and soybeans. Rain continues to slow the plains wheat harvest, but custom harvesters this week continue to report big yields. Corn futures settled higher as hot weather expected next week may have encouraged some shorts to close out positions ahead of the weekend. While temperatures are expected to peak in the low 90s much of the week, rain is also forecast, which may ease stress on the pollinating corn. And the soybeans rebounded from Thursday's sharp drop, but still finished the week lower. Hot weather and a government report due out next week, with the report expected to raise ending stocks for the 2016 crop. We'll check futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, on our live cattle futures, August live cattle at the close up 42 cents, 112.22. And the October was up about 10 cents at 112.32. Feeder cattle, the August was down 17 cents at 143.45. September was down 15 cents at 142.50. August hogs down 130 at 78.82. And October was down 87 at 68.60. On the grains, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City up 9 cents for September, 421.25. The December was up 9.5 at 446. September wheat, Chicago up 9.5, 435. December was up 10.25 at 456.5. September corn was up 13.25 at 355. December up 14 cents at 362.5. August soy was up 32.75 at 1083.25. September was up 34 at 1068.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.